Self-education at a glance. We can't limit ourselves. We can't let people with good intentions pave roads for us. There truly is a unique constellation of stars within us, and we have to chart that space. Moreover, a great deal of our strength, personality, and uniqueness comes from the sequence with which we visit those stars. I remember when my radio career began. I opened up an audiophile editor somewhere in 1996. I made a voice recording and then switched some things around to make it funny in a clumsy way. And that was all of it for a great number of years. I had to quickly hurry to learn how to use Image 72, which is like a DOS version of MS Paint that came out in 1990. I was learning about everything, and English, and DOS, and BBS, and Visual Basic. I first found a DOS version of Visual Basic with text-based graphics, and then for Windows 95 with pretty 3D button borders and input boxes. I learned HTML from making GeoCities web pages with front page, and then looking at the code. HTML is pretty easy. With learning HTML came a need for Photoshop, and I became a graphic designer. Then I went to get my first job. I knew everything, and I learned it all by myself. I remember one of the owners took me to a bar to celebrate my 21st birthday. I really appreciated the experience. It was all super interesting and super weird. Alas, it all came to a crashing end in minutes when the owner asked me what alcohol I wanted, and I said that I don't drink. It is not healthy to drink. And he yelled, "Then why are we here?" I just thought that the craziness of the situation was kind of neat. That company fell apart, and then I focused on Visual Basic some more. And I jumped right into ASP, which was Visual Basic, but not for desktop applications, but for the web server. I really enjoyed it, but on my next job, I was told, "We are a Unix shop." Wow. So I learned Perl in hours, regular expressions included, I swear. There was a script on the server at work called formmail, so I grabbed the formmail.pl file and I learned Perl by subtle analogy to ASP. I understood Perl by contrasting it with ASP. While it was more complicated, it was also really easy. It was not a great challenge or anything. I was already running Linux at home, as in, I was always losing data to Linux, and everything never worked. But I knew that Perl was my next step. Then came PHP. Both are still very nice languages. But then I had to learn Bash scripting, ActionScript, the tiny language of SQL, Java, and a bunch more. I rejected Groovy, Ruby, and Python because they weren't fixing any problems I had. What I really wanted to do was to focus on a single language, powerful as Perl, and beautiful as Java. And eventually, Node.js came around. And that meant JavaScript could work in the browser and on the server and with Node WebKit and Electron on the desktop. Just as soon as I got good at server, desktop, and web, I kind of returned to my audio editing career, first with music composition and then these little poems. Today was actually a kind of a tiny little milestone for me. Yesterday's poem had a lot of plosives, that is when you pronounce the letter P and release a breath of air at the microphone that makes that bass sound. Let me make that for you right now. Plosives. And I just want to pause here for a second and mention that some people call them P-pops, as in letter P and then P-O-P-S. And I just wanted to warn everyone that this is probably not a good name. Let's just call them plosives. So I bought a $7 pop filter. The one I've been using is only half the diameter. This one is almost the size of my face. And I gotta tell you, I feel like a pro right now. And yes, I'm still doing graphic design, still learning the whole thing. I did switch to GIMP, but I had a really hard time leaving Photoshop behind. I was pretty good at it. Mastering closed-sourced software is a super bad idea. Don't do it. I just never allowed anybody to interrupt my self-education. I actually dropped out of college just as soon as I made the dean's list with a perfect 4.0 because it was messing with my real education, with my programming. College was like listening to an audiobook spliced out of multiple amateur book projects. Actually, it's very similar to the collection of poetry that you are listening to right now. When learning on my own, I have never felt any kind of discomfort. If I didn't like something, I just didn't bother with it. In college, I liked philosophy, sculpture, and art. And when I ran out of classes, I made my own class. It was just for me and my Mona Lisa art. I would just take over the art studio in the evening and work on multiple Mona Lisa paintings all at once, enjoying the lonesome late evenings and the crickets and the dark skies. So as long as you go after the things that are interesting to you, there are no limits as far as self-education goes. It is always, always a wonderful experience.